I set my energy free in my world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I set my energy free in my world. How much energy am I setting free? Am I setting free energy filled with power and joy and illumination and fantastic qualities? Or am I setting energy free in my universe? It's up to me. It's up to me every single moment of my life. If I am in high gear every single moment of my life, if I am having my energy in a very good, powerful way every moment of my life, I can be sure my life is going to be filled with joy and peace and harmony and goodness beyond whatever I set my energy free to do. I set my energy loose to go out and carry out all of my desires for myself. When I say, I like me, I don't say, I like me, I like me. I don't say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say, I like me. I say it with enthusiasm. I say it with power. I say it with joy. I say it with fantastic qualities of goodness. I say it with love. I say it with wonder. I say it with magic. I say it with goodness. Everything I say is with the joy and the force within me, the power, the energy within me to be. I am not a dying energy. I am a live energy. I'm a vital energy. I'm a dynamic energy. I'm an energy that's powerful and filled with wisdom and filled with goodness. Yes, that's the energy that I am. That's the energy that I am. That's the who that I am. That's the what that I am. It doesn't matter what my attitude may be. My attitude may be, it's not going to work. It's going to work. I'm unhappier. I'm happier. Whatever. That attitude doesn't have to be anything. I set an attitude forth, and if I'm unhappy, I'm going to be very unhappy. Oh, boy. If I'm happy, I'm going to be very happy. Wow. You see, so can I afford to put my energy loose on vibrations that I do not feel are desirable for me or for my world? Would I want to inflict on my world unhappy attitudes, unhappy vibrations, unhappy energy? Would I want to inflict upon my world the feeling that there's something that's not good in this world? Would I want anything to be that way? Well, if the energy I'm giving out is dynamically powerful to bring about whatever it is I'm thinking about, I best be very careful what I'm thinking about. So I'm always thinking about happy things. I'm always thinking about beautiful people. I'm always thinking about worthwhile ideas, concepts, and attitudes that bring me goodness and bring me joy and bring me wonder in my life. Energy is all that I have. That's all that I am. That's all any of us are. We are pure energy. We are atoms. We are atoms that are vibrating and going around in powerful ways that we can't even foresee because it's beyond our awareness right at the moment. But science is studying it and coming up with some interesting concepts. Truly, we are pure energy. Whatever we do, we're pure energy. Now, are we going to take that energy and direct it toward something beneficial to us, direct it toward something beneficial to the world? Are we going to take that energy and give it out and realize that that energy is the most wonderful energy in the universe? That that energy is the most exciting, desirable energy that anyone could ever want in their entire life? Are we going to give it out in that way? Well, if we are, then we can be sure that we're going to be living in a world that is filled with peace and love and joy, a world that is filled with magic in every single way. Now, what sort of energy do I want to give out in my life? Well, I want to give out energy that says, I like me. I want to give out energy that says, all is in divine order. I want to give out energy that says, this world I live in is filled with goodness. It's filled with joy. It's filled with magic. It's filled with wonder. It's filled with peace. This world I live in is a world that is absolutely remarkable, absolutely good in all ways. This world I live in is a world directed by my energy, by my power, by my joy, by my beingness. This world is a world that is me, 100% me, and wonderfully so. This world is a world that tells everything that I'm doing. It tells everything that's going in my way, in my life, in my wonder. This is my world. This is my world. And do I love my world? Oh, you bet I love my world. Do I think my world is a joyous world? Oh, yes, I do. Hence, every moment of my life, I say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. I don't have to say anything else, but if I get that as my engine, my motor, my direction, and I empower it with my energy, and I say, all is in divine order, then everything in the universe, everything in my world is in divine order. Everything is its divine purpose. Everything is its divine direction. It's not a matter that some days I'm going to be happy, some days I'll be sad. It's not a matter that some days things will work out great and other days things will work out bad. It's always that when I take my energy and I pour it out on things that are beneficial to me, beneficial to the world, beneficial to everything that I want, then that is what I experience. And that's all I experience. I know nothing more than who and what I am. So, if I say, this is an ugly world, so be it. This is a fine world, so be it. When I say all is in divine order, I don't have to know how all is in divine order. I don't have to know, because that's my original premise. All is in divine order. Now, if my original premise is all is in divine order and I remain true to that, then I will always have a true response in my world of all being in divine order, all being operative in its highest and best, and my energy will all be poured into that purpose and that direction and that lifestyle. My energy will be used as I choose to have it be used. Wonderful, good, beautiful, fantastic, glorious, and now. We live in an invisible universe, basically. And we see physically a few things. And these physical things we see come and go. But inside of us is the divine pattern. Inside of us is the divine order. And that divine order is invisible, but it is very much there. 2 times 2 is 4 is a principle of mathematics. It's invisible, but it's very much there. Upon that is based all the mathematical assumptions that the world uses to play with. Now, all is in divine order is a formula, is a principle. It is something that we use. Now, as we pour our energy into the simple phrase, all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. We are using the principle, 2 times 2 is 4. We are using the principle, all is in divine order, in its correct, in its dynamic, in its forceful, its beautiful way. And it is taking place in our life now. I set my energy free in my world to accomplish whatever it is that makes me happy, that makes me feel good, that makes me feel that this is a grand and glorious world, a world of power, a world of magic, a world of goodness. This is something exceptionally magical, exceptionally wonderful. The law of mathematics, 2 times 2 is 4, that's magical for sure. It's something we cannot see. Well, so all is in divine order is a magical law too. And my energy is for me to use however I want to use it. And I set my energy free. I set my energy to work, to accomplish that which is in my mind. All in my world is what it is, because my energy made it so. What is your energy making so today? What did you want? What I want? Am I handling it well? You can bet your life I am, because I like me. I like me. I like me. I love you. I love you. I love you.